There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello and welcome to the MMQB Monday Morning NFL Podcast. I'm Gary Gramling.
I'm Jenny Prentice.
I'm Connor Orr.
And guys, we have an evening of mystery coming up. I think that's what I'm titling this show. Yeah, so we're going to have a little bit of fun this week. We have a couple rounds of... You guys remember Guess Who? The game with the board?
Great game.
I hope you remember, because that's what we fashioned this game after. But we're going to do a couple of rounds of that. And, see who some of our favorite mystery players and sort of, I don't know, let's call it X-Factor type players. They might be very good players, they might not be very good players, but they're important players the upcoming season.
And will any of us choose a Bernard? And for Guess Who aficionados out there, you would know that Bernard was, I believe, the only character with a very defining beard. And so if you had to admit that your character had a beard, it was almost automatically Bernard. And so I always used to hate having Bernard on my team, because then that was like an automatic flip, you know?
I really should have studied the Guess Who roster before this game. I'm feeling ill-prepared.
I was just going to say, the betting odds already flipped heavily in Connor's favor after that speech right
there.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling confident.
You can live bet this competition on this podcast. And then we're gonna wrap up the show. We're going to give some of our long shot picks for some individual awards and some maybe team accomplishments before we head toward, at just breakneck speed, our season preview show, where we'll give you our real picks. But guys, let's get this thing going. We're going to do two rounds of this. And I think we are, we drew straws backstage before the show, and Connor won the honor of going first. Jenny will be the first one to sort of do her guess. If you haven't done Guess Who, you ask a question about this mystery person's identity, and Connor will answer. It has to be a yes or no question, and we will try and narrow it down. We will, I don't know, shout points at each other if someone gets an answer right or wrong, and then we will tally it up in the end and see who the champion is. But Connor, you have your mystery person ready to go, correct? Your mystery player.
Yes.
All right. And Jenny, you will go with the first clue here.
All right. Okay. That was my cue to go, and I just waited. So let me actually go now. Connor, is this player offense or defense?
Defense.
Is this player in the NFC?
No.
Defense and AFC. Okay. Is this person coming off of their rookie season?
No.
Okay.
Does this person wear a uniform number that is greater than 59?
No.
Okay. All right. All right.
Is this person a rookie?
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, man. I don't know any of the rookie numbers here because they're all weird with the single digits. Does this person wear a single digit number?
No.
Okay.
Is this person a member of the secondary?
Yes.
Oh, man. Who would Connor pick? I'm trying to run through the Raiders roster in my head. who would Connor want to talk about? Was this person a first-round pick?
Yes.
Okay.
I should have saved that one. I feel like I just gave too big a hint to Jenny going into this.
Yeah, so, I mean, how does the game work? Do I just guess when I think I might be ready to guess?
You have to
yell at an inaudible volume, bingo, like enough to, like, no.
Okay, okay.
No, I'm ready to solve.
If you get it,
go ahead.
If you get it right, you accumulate points. If you get it wrong, you lose
get
points.
Negative points.
And it's all you don't know how many points it's going to be. So,
okay. Well, I'm just going to forfeit strategy in the name of somebody getting the answer right here. So, did this player attend Alabama?
Ooh, no.
So, I'd like to solve the puzzle, and I am going off of Connor's soft spot for the Browns. I'm gonna guess Greg Newsom II.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
The reason an underrated guy that you would want to talk about. He's looked pretty good in camp, obviously, but I think that the Browns' strategy. Entire strategy really hinges on their ability to, you know, they wanted to get thicker in the middle and get guys to defend the Steelers and the Ravens. But once they get into the playoffs, they're going to need to be multiple enough so that they're not blown out by a Kansas City Chiefs, you know, and so they need to be sound across the board. And that means that kind of second cornerback spot has to be locked down. That has to be an anchor for them. And so that's why I think, you know, and everybody was shocked that they got JOK in the second round. They may have wanted to pick him in the first round, but I think that just highlighted their own internal calculus there that, you know, we're really scared about that kind of second cornerback spot. That's the one spot we need. And so you're asking a lot out of a first round pick in the 20s or 30s there. And so that's why I think Greg Newsom is a very interesting guy.
Great pick, Connor. Good job, Gary.
Thank you. He wears number 20, by the way. And I will, based on the fact that he was the 26th pick, I'm going to award myself 26 points for that.
Wow.
Good for you.
How about that?
Nice. You deserve it.
That is, we will find out soon, that is either a ton of points or really just not enough.
It's like the points in, did you ever watch Family Feud where this current Steve Harvey version, which I watch almost every night, and like the points are so arbitrary that like the first round, it's like, oh, the O'Donnell family has 37 and they solve the whole puzzle. And then the second round, like the, the Ventus family got like 900 for clearing the board, and you just don't know what happens there. I think Steve Harvey just makes it up.
It is. It's kind of the same way we do it here. But yeah, that was always the issue with Family Feud, is like you had to get like the last one. Or the last full one before like the speed round, before they cut you off.
This is way too deep in the weeds here, but if anybody wants to talk Family Feud strategy, and I'm not going to, I promise I'll get us back on course here in a second, email the MMQB at gmail.com. I have a nightly argument with people that you should pass more than play. You should always pass and then spend the whole time coming up with one answer that you know is up there and forcing the other team to clear half the board, and then you get all the points for passing. You should always be passing. I'm in the wrong business. I could be the Billy Bean of Family Feud. So anyway, that
I was gonna say, I'd love to see the analytics on that. It seems so counterintuitive, but yeah.
Strong.
All right.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, Jenny, you are up now. You have the board. You have a player on the board. I'm not sure how we're going to phrase that.
I do have a player on the board.
And I'm going first this time. It's my turn. Okay. Jenny, is this a defensive player?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this player in a season like before his fifth season? Is he five seasons in or less?
Wait, would this be his fifth season?
Yes, like, so this season being his fifth season or less.
Or less?
Yeah, like, is he in that 0 to 5 window?
Okay, yes.
Okay, all right. That didn't help anybody. Sorry.
Does this player have a beard?
Ooh.
That's a a good question. Like, I don't believe so, but I'm just going to have
to then it's
check.
Bernard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, well, conflicting information here. I believe so, yes.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
But maybe not always in his football playing history.
Okay. I gotcha.
Is this player, the position that he plays, is it in the front, what you would consider the front seven?
Yes. Mm.
I'm worse at this than Mad Libs, by the way. Like I could be asking so much more specific questions, I'm realizing every time, and I'm just like, all right, go ahead, Gary.
Is this player an edge player?
No.
Okay. All right, all right.
Was this player a first round pick?
Yes.
Is this player new to his team? Is this his first year with a new team?
No.
Okay.
Does this player have any notable special outside talents? Singing, dancing, you know, is he involved in any kind of high profile, I don't know, sort of like player equity owned businesses, anything like that?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
That was very specific. You have someone in mind.
I did ask if the cornerback attended Alabama, so I'm not one to talk.
Is this player's team's home city east of the Mississippi River?
No. Good one.
Well, I am up 26-0, so my question
it's
should
true.
Be good.
Is this player in the AFC?
No.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Has this player been to a Pro Bowl?
No.
Hmm.
Wow. So, let's recap the evidence here for a second, Gary.
Yeah.
An NFC player, a first-round mm-hmm. pick, mm-hmm. A non-edge member of the front seven, non-Pro Bowler, no notable outside equity business deals or singing ability.
Connor, I admit I'm writing down all the clues. I did not bother writing that one down.
Would this player be considered a defensive tackle?
No.
Is this player
considered a defensive tackle?
I also feel the need to phrase questions uniquely.
I feel like I had an issue with my headphones when you initially asked if it was the front seven, and now I feel like Connor is like, maybe Jenny doesn't understand football, so it's okay, Connor.
No, I'm trying
not
to
not a
like
defensive tackle.
I'm trying to be very lawyerly right here. It's very like
right, very very specific.
Yeah, like yeah. Could one surmise that this player is an off the ball linebacker?
Yes.
Ooh. All right. NFC off the ball linebacker, first round pick, west of the Mississippi,
but not a Pro Bowler and a
but
first
not
round
a Pro
pick.
Bowler
okay.
and a first round pick. Whew.
And you know what's really interesting? She was so fast to answer on the not a Pro Bowler that it leads you to believe, yeah, because a lot of these guys have been like Pro Bowl alternates, so I thought there might be a pause in that answer, but no. I should keep my inner monologue to myself because now I'm just giving Connor help, but
there's just some furious Googling going on here. Man. Does this player, did this player, change his number to one of the fun, non like 50 to 59 linebacker numbers?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Did Did this player start the majority of his team's games last season?
I got to check the exact numbers on that. Hold on.
Okay, we'll wait. I'll wait for the data to come in.
Okay.
What did this player receive in eighth grade social studies, letter grade?
No, I have someone in mind.
Okay, okay. Not the majority, no.
Okay, okay.
Non-Pro Bowl, west of the Mississippi, NFC, first round pick. Okay. No, and then that clues out. Man. All right. Is this player Sione Takitaki? No, I'm just kidding. Has this player ever changed franchises?
No.
Okay, I'm playing with house money at this point, so I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Is your player Isaiah Simmons?
No.
Oh,
minus 7,000 points.
That's going to cost me.
That's really going to cost you.
Oh, man. Oh, that rocked my world. Okay.
You know, this is going to all conclude with me having answered one clue wrong. That's probably what's... I can see that's what this is headed for, so...
I'm going to write not Isaiah Simmons into our clues, Connor.
Once we were playing like a game like this in college, and my friend, he wanted the answer. The answer was the head of the UN, who at the time was Ban Ki-moon, had just succeeded Kofi Annan. He did not know that. And so he thought it was Kofi Annan. And I kept saying Ban Ki-moon, and he didn't know who Ban Ki-moon is. All the hilarity later, you know, here we are. I'm playing with house money too. No, I don't have any money, but Jenny, is this player Eric Kendricks?
No.
Damn. No. Yeah, Eric Kendricks must have been to a Pro Bowl, right? He's been really good.
Do I give the answer now? Since
no,
you both got
no.
It wrong?
Well, oh. No, no. Let's keep on guessing. Let's keep on making fools of ourselves. Is this player, let's narrow it down a little bit. Is this player in the NFC West?
Yes.
Okay. God, my guess was so close.
Yeah. It was.
And mine was not close at all.
Yours was not.
Can I pass?
I mean, sure.
You can pass.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll load up another guess.
Okay.
Yeah. This is whatever the opposite of double or nothing is.
Okay.
Well, no, it's double negative if I get it wrong. But is your player Jordan Brooks?
Yes, Gary.
Yes.
Great job.
Yes.
I feel like this is really against my tendencies. I don't think this is a player I have talked a lot about. So perhaps it came as a surprise as opposed to Connor picking a Browns player. But I think Jordan Brooks will make a huge impact for the Seattle defense this year. I had to look up the number of games that he started, Gary, because technically he started 6, which was like, you know, on the boundary of half. So
yes,
I wasn't 100% sure when you asked that question. But Seattle moved on from KJ Wright. Obviously, they have confidence in Brooks. And he kind of had a rough start to his rookie year. He had an injury early on, but really picked up steam after the bye week, I believe it was. He was getting healthy. And that's also when the defense started to get a little bit better. And seems like early reports are that he's a young leader. He'll be playing next to Bobby Wagner, who has incredible instincts and I'm sure will share them with his younger teammates. And I really think the fact that they were confident enough in Brooks's ability to move on from KJ Wright indicates the kind of role they think he can have. And especially in this season where we're trying to figure out who the Seahawks are. Are they still the same Seahawks? Are they different? There's a lot of that is going to be how the defensive identity continues to grow and change. And some of the stalwarts are gone, and you need a player like Jordan Brooks, a young player, first round pick in 2020, to really step into those shoes.
That entire defense is just fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I regained my 7,000 points that I lost, so I'm back at 26 points.
Oh, man, Gary. Man.
A commanding lead, although perhaps not if we are just throwing around 7,000 points at this point.
But I didn't answer any of the clues wrong, did I? I don't think so.
No. Okay. No, no, no. I was zeroing in on Isaiah Simmons, and I was shocked when it was wrong. But Jordan Brooks fits all of those.
I was just a little bit unsure about the beard. I think he has a beard now, but didn't maybe in college.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I debated emailing Shelby before the show and just asking him for all of your players and then guessing them like first and then without asking any of the clues.
I don't think Shelby would break our trust. I mean, I don't think that's something he would have done, Connor. I don't think he would give any member of the show an unfair advantage, even for comedy's sake.
You guys aren't on our secret calls after this, so you never know.
All right.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What do you got, Gary?
All right. I have my mystery person, and Connor gets the first guess.
Who is your mystery person, and why is it Yannick Ngakoue? Gary's favorite player. Is this person an offensive player?
No.
Is this person a rookie?
No.
Is this person a member of the secondary?
No.
Is this person in the NFC?
No.
Okay, Connor, we've got AFC defender who's not a rookie.
Does this person play in the AFC South?
No.
Okay.
God, you guys don't know me at all.
AFC North, AFC West.
I'd pick an AFC South player.
AFC East. Okay. Would you say that this player would be considered a defensive tackle?
No.
Is this player a Pro Bowler?
I am almost sure no, but let me just double check that it wasn't some, one of those alternate deals. This player, no, has not been to the Pro Bowl.
Okay. Is this player a member of the AFC East?
No.
Okay, so we have, it's either the West or the North. It is, he is not to be considered a defensive tackle.
Correct.
Not a member of the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes him a linebacker or an edge rusher in the North or the North or the West. Has this person ever had more than like 5 sacks in a season?
No.
It's an inside linebacker.
And Gary was pretty definitive about that, Connor, wouldn't you say?
I would say that. Yeah. Okay. Do you concur? Yeah.
Would you consider this person an edge rusher?
No. I think my answer has been no to every question so far.
Gary, is this an NFL player that you're... does this player receive a paycheck that's signed by Roger Goodell?
Yes.
Okay. So it's looking, Jenny, like an inside linebacker in the AFC North or the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been to a Pro Bowl. Okay.
And he said not a rookie, right?
And not a rookie.
Okay.
But
probably still a young player if he was able to definitively say not a Pro Bowl.
Yes. Gary, does this person play in a cold weather city?
No.
Okay, that was a great one, Connor. Really getting us closer to the answer here. So, go ahead. Do you need to define cold weather city?
No. No, it's definitely not a cold weather city.
Okay.
Can I just say, though, I think you guys need to expand your minds a little bit when it comes to how many units make up an NFL team.
Oh, wow.
Oh, for the love of God. Did you pick a punter? Gary, would you consider this person a punter?
Oh, gosh.
Hang on.
I'm so embarrassed.
God
of course
damn it.
Gary picked a punter.
I believe it's Jenny's turn to ask the question, Connor.
Now, can I ask a question and then make a guess? Or, like, how does this work? If you ask a question, do you not?
No, I think your question is your turn and your guess is your turn.
Okay. Is this person a punter?
No, he is not.
Okay.
I hate you so much.
He probably picked the long snapper, Connor.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like Don Mulbach or whatever.
Long snappers are fair game.
Okay, so AFC West or North.
But not a cold weather city.
So not a cold weather city.
Basically eliminates the North.
The North. So it's a non-punting special teamer.
So basically we're looking at the Chargers or the Raiders, right?
Because Seattle can be considered...
Wait, are we AFC?
Seattle, yeah, Seattle is not in the AFC West. Yeah. Kansas City's a cold weather city.
I mean, I would
Denver is a cold weather city. Okay, so... did this player lead all kickers in scoring last year?
No, but let me just confirm. Let me ask Jeeves here, who led in scoring a year ago.
Fire up Alta Vista.
I'd be really surprised if he did. And no, he did not.
Okay. This is really tough, Connor. But also, it feels like at this point we have enough information where it should be easy.
Correct.
Is it a kicker?
Yes.
Okay. let's see here. I would like to solve the puzzle.
Yes.
Michael Badgley.
Yes. You are correct.
You wow. Jackass.
I mean, I was... but why?
Well,
like you're saying like the Chargers offense is good, and if the kicker's not reliable, it's going to be bad for a Super Bowl team with Super Bowl aspirations?
Gosh, guys, can I explain myself here for a second?
Okay, go for it, yeah.
Before your anger, before your pitchforks, what have we become?
I'm not a... You know.
Yeah, I just want to make clear, I feel like you're both genuinely upset with me right now, but I will justify by saying it this way. Michael Badgley, he is struggling through training camp. Last year, he had a very rough year for a team that just wasn't really going anywhere. And now, all of a sudden, we're looking at the Chargers on paper, and we're saying, okay, the quarterback is in place. We knew the roster as a whole was in place, even going into last season when they signed Chris Harris, they signed Brian Bulaga, they loaded up Linval Joseph, they loaded up on these really third contract free agents that kind of said, win now. When you go over the history of the Chargers, which I know you guys know well, what has gone wrong the last couple of years? It's been the special teams. It's been the weird kicking game stuff or punt coverage stuff that has gone wrong. Badgley, a couple of years ago, looked like he was the solution for them. He had a really rough 2020, which I think people just didn't really realize because they weren't playoff contenders. But this is going to be the kind of thing that decides whether this is a 9-8, 8-9 type of team, or a team that really does sit on that second tier in the AFC, it's going to be the kicking game. And we'll come back here in January and be like, man, I can't believe the Chargers are going to the Super Bowl because Michael Badgley was 48 for 48 on field goals this year. Or we'll say, man, I can't believe the Chargers went 3-14 despite having the number one offense and defense in the NFL. How did that happen? Oh, Badgley missed all 48 field goal attempts this year.
All right, one of those scenarios. That's a very valid explanation, Gary. I think the reason I'm angry is because I did think of Badgley as soon as you said AFC West because he's been a curiosity, but I felt as though that didn't satisfy the criteria that was laid out, which I understood to mean like X factor in a good way, like could be a breakout player or a difference maker, putting a team over the top. But I suppose your interpretation is valid, and I'm really just bitter that I didn't get any answers right. So,
well, you
have
you
to
also
stew in that.
You wrote a feature on him, so I thought he'd be top of mind for you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like really doubly angry with myself. I should have just guessed him and realized that Gary would interpret the prompt in a maverick way.
He could. I was giving you over a video here. I was blinking Morse code and spelling Michael Badgley to you. But look, he could be a positive X factor. This could work out in the end. 48 for 48.
My runaway take here is at the end of my life, when I look back on the 15 minutes I would like to have back grasping for Michael Badgley's name in a version of NFL Guess Who is going to be way up there.
Well, Connor, you did get it right, and I don't know. I'm just doing the calculations in my head. I think that's worth about 25 and a half points. When it's all, maybe 25.6, but yeah, I think 25 and a half is pretty much what we're looking at here. So,
well, I'm just the loser at 0 points. So, yeah. You know, I'm just going to have to stew in the loss. Not good at the guessing games.
We will, we'll maybe come back with another round of this next week, or perhaps based on listener feedback, we will never come back with it again.
Please, everybody, write in and stop this.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right. It is time for us to unveil some of our, we're going to call this the long shot segment. We looked at some betting odds, and you don't necessarily need to base everything on betting odds here, but we're looking at some of our favorite awards or accomplishment individual stuff, and we'll also unveil a couple of teams here in a second. Though before we do, I do want to give a quick shout out. Speaking of games that no one enjoyed, Henry from Devon, UK, he did the same week that two people got the correct answer on the order of divisions, which of course for our previous shows was the order of reverse order of volatility. I can't remember how I termed it. I got it printed up on a t-shirt, but I can't remember what phrasing we ended up using. But Henry did get it right. It was a couple days after the other ones, but it was between shows. And he also, he used volatility. So
I think
that deserves some recognition. Maybe not the cash and prizes that the other winners got. But yeah, So a quick shout out to Henry, but let's go to our long shot picks here for, we'll start with the individuals. Let's do that. And we'll open it up with Jenny here.
All right. For individuals, long shot, MVP, Baker Mayfield, 35-1 odds.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I know Connor's high in the Browns, so I'm kind of stealing his little shtick here. But I think it could be interesting. You know, maybe Baker takes another jump forward this year. Certainly there's a lot on the line with his contract. Josh Allen became the first member of the class of 2018 to receive an extension this summer. There hasn't been a lot of progress for Mayfield. Maybe they're waiting to see a little bit more. We know that can be a big motivating factor for quarterbacks. He certainly has all the pieces around him. This team can be really good if Baker is tremendous. And so, hey, maybe he's tremendous and wins MVP.
I like that one.
I do too, because it's like, I feel like they played a bunch of like really bad, there's bad weather games, and then there's like basically playing in monsoons and hurricanes, and he had a couple of those like mid-season last year, and his numbers weren't very good because no one's numbers are very good in that sort of conditions, and I feel like everyone sort of took one foot off the bandwagon, but I think you're right, Jenny. I think it's time to get back on it, and I don't think any of us buy into Odell Beckham Jr.'s return being a negative or anything like that. So better weapons around him, better play late last year. I could definitely see that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for trying to make up some of the some of the ground I lost in the Guess Who game. I really appreciate the jolt of confidence there. Gary, what do you have?
I'm sticking with the quarterbacks, and I'm going with Trevor Lawrence, who in some places you can get that at 100-1 at this point. And look, we've never had a rookie win the Associated Press MVP award, so it would be unprecedented. But I do think Lawrence is a guy who is in that sort of, Andrew Luck class, Peyton Manning class, as a guy who can really just single-handedly turn a franchise around. And I wonder if at some point that gets some recognition. I just remember when Andrew Luck had that rookie year, I feel like there was a very closed-mindedness about his MVP credentials because he was a rookie, but people didn't really take into consideration that, I mean, boy, that Colts team was just atrocious around him. It was a really bad team that he sort of just lifted to the playoffs against all odds. So I could see Trevor Lawrence having a season like that. And look, you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to be the MVP favorite, rightfully so. But if Mahomes were to slide back a little bit, if this race opens up, I think Trevor Lawrence is absolutely a guy who can step into that void.
He also has the X factor, Gary, which is I watched all of the rookie snaps from the opening week of the preseason. Mm-hmm. And guess who was the only quarterback who, after a big play, went over and tapped his offensive lineman on the helmet and said, "Good job. That was just as much you as it was me." It was Trevor Lawrence. Right there. It's the little things.
There you go.
I'm going to shudder at any future uses of the X factor now that I know that Gary is just redefining it all over the place. So, but point taken, Connor. Decent point you made.
And so mine is Michael Badgley, obviously. So my long shot pick is not an MVP. Mine is for rushing yards leader. And so the Lions have DeAndre Swift at 40-1. All right, so DeAndre Swift is 40-1. And there's two reasons why. One, his offensive coordinator is Anthony Lynn, who's a great running back himself, has coached the position for years and has elevated running backs everywhere he's gone. Two, everyone's saying, well, you can't really run the ball effectively if you don't run one of two schemes, you know, but the most popular offensive running scheme right now, Anthony Lynn played in that as a player, so theoretically could call that kind of offense if he wanted to. And my C is that the Lions, the one good thing they have is an offensive line, so they're probably going to need to lean on that a little bit. Maybe DeAndre Swift grinds out a bunch of tough yards this year and ends up at the top of the board.
I like that, Connor. As we've discussed often on the show, got a steal with Penei Sewell.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Let's give our teams our. It can be Super Bowl. It can be just any team accomplishment. Super Bowl isn't what everyone has to win this year. That's the way it goes sometimes. Although I think we all pick Super Bowl odds, so Yeah, you have to win the Super Bowl to be worth anything. I'll go first, and I am going with the Steelers at 45-1 here, and it just doesn't really add up. I feel like there's such an overreaction to two things with the Steelers team. Number one, the ugliness of their playoff loss, although I think if you were to simulate that game, I don't know, 100 million times across the multiverse, you would not find another instance where the game begins with Marquise Pouncey snapping the ball into his own end zone. So I think you can kind of throw that out. But overall, I think there's just kind of an overreaction to Ben Roethlisberger, who, by the way, is not particularly slimmed down, but that's okay. He was never very slim throughout his career. But everyone's kind of treating him as this incredibly limited quarterback. And yes, he is not like the all-world thrower of the football that he was 10 years ago, but he's not a guy who you have to say, like, well, you know, in order to get him comfortable, we can only do this or this or something like that. You can have an expansive offense with him. He might not be the kind of high-velocity downfield sort of, you know, deep intermediate thrower that he was earlier in his career, but he can still get the ball downfield. You saw when they needed it, when they came back and beat the Colts, or even in that playoff game when they had to come back and score a bunch of points against the Browns. He can still get the ball downfield. So I think it was just a matter of kind of holding him back all season to limit the number of hits. I don't think you'll see that again this year. We know the defense is great. They're probably going to have more of a running game this year with Najee Harris joining the backfield there. I think they're a team that's built to win it, and they've won it before with this coach and this quarterback. And I think 45-1 is a little bit too long for my taste.
Yeah, Gary, I was really surprised by those odds as I was going through. I was also surprised and thus picked accordingly that the Patriots were 35-1. And I think this is also another example of an overreaction to something that happened last season, which in the Patriots case was their first season without Tom Brady. Wasn't a seamless transition. Cam Newton comes down with COVID. The season kind of nosedives from there. They have a league high number of opt-outs, but hey, I'll take the Patriots at 35-1. I mean, I think taking the Patriots at 35-1 anytime this millennium would have been good. So now that they're at 35-1, I'm gonna go for it.
Jenny is getting Amazon at a penny right here.
This is
fantastic. I'm gonna just divide mine up. I had the 49ers at 14-1 and the Broncos at 45-1. Two completely different reasons. We just don't know what's going to happen with Trey Lance. It was an uneven debut for sure. But there were just some moments where he looked like he had a greater ceiling than any quarterback in that class. And in that offense, who the heck knows what could happen. And at 14-1 is a little high for my taste, but at the same time, we just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, if they have a Trey Lance package and Jimmy Garoppolo just kind of inches them along a little bit enough to get into the playoffs, I think all bets are off. And the Broncos at 45-1, I mean, they're going to have, you know, it's almost like Washington, right? Where it's going to be a great defensive line, a great defense, a great offensive line, good running game. You know, the Buccaneers showed us that that is sort of a path at this point, just based on how the rosters are built now. So I don't think that's entirely impossible. And I just think people are sleeping on Vic Fangio with this defense. Like, it is so good on paper. And I just don't think he's had this much talent before, like top five safety tandem, top five edge rushing tandem, top 10 maybe cornerback group if everybody stays healthy. I mean, this is a winning formula.
Who do you think is lifting the Lombardi Trophy as their quarterback?
Michael Badgley.
Now this is just going to become a thing.
Answer the question, Connor. Stop making fun of me.
it's the perfect answer because he has a tie to the 2011 Jets, as I wrote about a few years ago, which is why it's really embarrassing I whiffed on this. But Connor, not to cut you off, who do you think will be the quarterback lifting the Lombardi Trophy?
Teddy Bridgewater. Well deserved. There you go. Great comeback story.
Okay. I like that. I am going to go enjoy my victory in Guess Who and escape the taunts and barbs of my two co-hosts.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Gary. We still appreciate you. I'm just a big sore loser is what it comes down to. So I need to work on my attitude.
We all meddled, guys. We'll see you guys next week. The MMQB Monday Morning NFL Podcast is Jenny Vretis, Connor Orr, and me, Gary Gramling. We are produced by Shelby Royston. SI's executive producer of podcast is Scott Brody. Thanks, as always, to senior producer Dan Bloom, who listens to the show every week and gives us only the most valuable feedback. Mark Mravick is emeritus editor of the MMQB. Andy Benoit is the founder of the MMQB NFL Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to this feed on Apple Podcasts, and once you do, leave a rating and review. It really does help other people find the show, which is also available on Spotify, Stitcher, SI.com, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.